Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Hello guys, welcome to the Yes Podcast. My name is Grace Nekesa Waswa and I am your host for this incredible conversations that we're having with brilliant young minds in different sectors including energy, youth leadership and different areas that young leaders are just working on. So my guest today is Lucy, a passionate youth advocate who is going to be talking to us about what she does, the role of young leaders in development and in change, and what her organization has been doing in and outside Kenya to develop young people and to develop the country. So Lucy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Grace.
How are you feeling today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm feeling well. I'm good.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself.
Thank you so much. My name is Lucy Mutuku, based here in Kenya. Lucy Mutuku is a student to begin with, pursuing civil engineering and procurement and logistics. And I also hold a diploma in international relations and diplomacy. And she's the co-founder of a number of youth-led organizations and initiatives, including Jenga Future Yako initiatives and others that are grassroots organizations here in Kenya. Lucy Mutuku is also the CEO of National Youth Caucus Kenya, which is also an organization based here in Kenya. And ideally, she's a speaker, she's an SDGs advocate, and trying to see how we can make the world a better place for us all.
Amazing. You are still in school right now.
Yes.
And still doing these amazing things that you're doing at the same time.
Yes.
How do you do all that?
Basically, I believe in passion. I know that there is power in being passionate about what you do. So how I'm able to balance, it's because all these are things that I love doing. I do them from my heart and they are part and parcel of me, so it becomes much easier. As much as it's really hard, it's not easy, but as much you're determined and committed to the task, it gets easier as you go. But honestly, it's not easy. Yes. To be honest, it's not easy.
Yeah, but you handle it so well.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about a bit of your background. I know you've said you have a diploma in international relations. I just want to have an understanding on how did you get here to become this passionate youth advocate? What are the steps that led you to what you do right now? Is it something in your background? Is it something you noticed? How did you get here?
Actually, I know it's quite interesting that I have done different courses. I was trying to get identity, and that is an issue that most of our youth struggle with, whereby you don't know your purpose. And so if you don't know what you're truly made for, at times you get to struggle. So my first course was civil engineering at the University of Nairobi. And then having interacted with friends, and most of my friends who are doing accounting. Of course, you see, you are in first year and then you have new friends, and then you find that nearly all your friends are in that field. So I said, I have lots of time. Why can't I just create this time and mingle with my friends and also pursue, as I also try to get, because I really wanted to do medicine. While in high school, so apparently I didn't meet the cluster points. That's how I ended up doing civil engineering. So at some point, I felt civil engineering kind of was not my thing. So I said, anyways, I have lots of time in school. Why can't I just explore other courses? So I went and enrolled in procurement and logistics at Multimedia University. And I also enrolled for CPA, by the way. But I had to drop it because things were tough in school. Really, really tough. But so that was the bit of education and all that. So while in my first year, I got to volunteer at the Public Service Governance under the leadership of Ambassador Esther Waringa. And I was trying to see how we can, how I can just make myself useful in the community. And then that is now when I tried to, who is Lucy and mm-hmm. what does she love? So I ended up developing my passion for the young people and ensure that we, the docket, the youth docket was changed and lots of changes. And I mean, that is how I developed passion for youth empowerment. Okay. And yes, that is now what triggered me to pursue now the diploma in international relations. You know, in that field, you meet with many diplomats. And then it triggered me. I said, oh God, I think I need to go this way. So I just went ahead and pursued my diploma in international relations and diplomacy. Yes.
That's fantastic. You're doing amazing, amazing work you're doing there.
Thank you.
So the National Youth Caucus, right? You are the CEO, Madam CEO. Tell us about what you do. What does your organization do? We've just come from a panel whereby there was someone that's from Nigeria that's also in the National Youth Caucus. So that means that it's in and outside Kenya, right?
Yes.
So what do you guys do? How many people have you impacted? And just generally, what's the National Youth Caucus?
Thank you so much. Just to give an overview of how the new National Youth Caucus Kenya was born. Mm-hmm. While I was working with the public service, I realized that most of the DMs and the messages that I was getting from young people were like, Lucy, what opportunities do you have? What? Please give us a job. Mm. And I can say, in that field, I got to identify my fellow youth who were passionate about the courses they were doing and they were passionate about the youth agenda. So we said, and this is something that maybe I'll be so articulate to say, that it's problems that brought us together.
Mm.
Yes, it's so unfortunate. But because they were saying we all facing problems, but there was a need to have a voice somewhere. Because, I mean, as much as we have issues, we can't just sit down and cry about the matter. So we came together now as the youth and we said, why can't we come up with our own so that we see what we can do together? So that's how we formed the National Youth Caucus Kenya, where I serve as the CEO, of course, with other youth-led organizations. Sometimes we call ourselves as the umbrella body of other youth-led organizations, simply because we work with grassroots organizations and okay. other youth-led organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then what we do, we advocate for economic empowerment of the youth and encouraging the youth to pursue entrepreneurship as a solution to youth unemployment. I mean, youth unemployment is something that is really facing most of the African countries. It's an African, I mean, the problems, the youth problems have become systematic. You find that there are lots of, we used to problems. And so we thought, simply because now, of course, I know we are taught to go to school, look for our white or blue collar jobs and all that. But it's high time we realize that the government and even the private sector cannot absorb everyone. So we have to decide. It's either we need more people and our youth to venture into entrepreneurship so that we are able to even create more jobs for our youth. Mm. So we want, basically what we do is that we democratize the linkage between our youth and business mentors so that they are mentored in the right way. Mm-hmm. So that if you have an idea, through our YES, we have the Youth Entrepreneurship Summit by the National Youth Caucus, whereby we have summits across the 8 regions here in Kenya and gradually expanding to the different counties. But because of the necessary logistics, sometimes and the timing as well, you see summits consume lots of time and all that. So we're doing them in the 8 regions and then by students, young entrepreneurs, and everyone who has interest in entrepreneurship can come and share and interact one-on-one with, because we have identified business experts and people mm-hmm. who have the goodwill, who can really guide our youth on what to do. Mm. They nurture them. We work with them through that process. And in cases of where you need an investor, they could invest in you or will help you locate investors. And we also help you get ready through skilling and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. And about expanding to other countries, we felt, just as I told you, it's an African issue. So we felt like, due to networking and, you see, we get along with others as well. We said, why can't we now start expanding to other countries so that we can unify the youth voices and see what we can do together? So we are now established in Nigeria and now Zambia as well, and gradually expanding to, we're hoping by 2025, mm-hmm. we will be in all African countries. And now it will be the Africa Youth Caucus.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's really fantastic. And I love the coming together, youth organizations and young people coming together to form that. I think that's some sort of unity that is really, really needed among young people, coming together with different ideas to form what you're doing. That's fantastic. I want us to talk about your role, the role of young leaders and the role of youth-led organizations in creating change. You passionately talked about it when we were in the panel session, and everybody was just like, yo, who's that girl? Everybody was just clapping for you. And I think, first of all, brilliant. That was a really brilliant conversation you were having there. I want you to briefly touch on that. What is that role? How do we contribute to change as youth-led organizations and as young leaders?
Yes, I will start by saying that they tell us that youth are the leaders of tomorrow, but I tell them that it's a crap. We are the leaders of today. We are the leaders of tomorrow. And the earlier we get to know that, the earlier we're going to take action. The role of youth-led organizations. Number one, we need to create awareness and education. There are lots of opportunities out here, but you find that not everyone has access to that information. So the role of the youth-led organizations, because we have lots of youth-led organizations in different regions, even at the grassroots levels. So as a youth-led organization, it is your responsibility to ensure that the members that you represent and the communities around you get access to the information. They get to know that there are such opportunities that are going on, and how you need to get ready as a youth so that you can make the most out of the opportunities. So I feel like in terms of advocacy, in terms of education, in terms of awareness, we really need to do it. I know sometimes we may not get the necessary support, but we just keep doing. And then I think even like right now, everyone is near. Okay, I know it may 90%. 90% of the young people are on their phones. You don't have to. We can maximize on the digital platforms just to ensure that such people get their information. You can share. There are groups even for the wards and even villages. Right now, if you go to Facebook, if you go to, I don't know, any social media platform, you will get such groups. So you can share such information there so that anyone who comes across such, they can get to know about the opportunities. And then we also need to be, we need to partner and collaborate as young people, as youth-led organizations. We have different objectives. We have different goals. I know I want to shine. I want another their organizations to shine. But one thing that young people and as youth-led organizations, we need to realize that we are here to complement one another. We're not here to compete. Exactly. So if we can join forces, if we can join hands and work together towards a common goal as young people, we will definitely go far.
Yeah.
And it will be easier even for the investors to believe in us, because we are speaking the same voice. We are, you see, we don't have like we don't have hidden agenda. We're working for the good of our people. We're working for the good of the youth we represent as youth-led organizations.
Yeah.
So, yes. And then I feel youth-led organizations, I mean, we have a long way to go in terms of, you know, we need to leverage on innovation and technology. We need to take those risks.
Yeah.
We need to, of course, entrepreneurship is not easy. Nothing comes easy either way. It was not supposed to be easy. It has never and it will never be easy. So we need to make our commitments and be uncomfortable as young people and see how far we can go. And then we should not give up. I mean, we will have these challenges from time to time, but the obstacles are just to make us grow a thick skin and, you know,
Amazing. I love the bits of collaboration, the fact that we need to innovate. We need to look at different ways through which we can achieve what we want and not just, you know, sit back and move in with the traditional methods that we've been using as young people. That's amazing. You're doing amazing work. And as we finalize, maybe you can give a word of advice that you have for young people, others as students. I mean, nobody can imagine that you're a student. The way you speak, how confidently you articulate your words and how you advocate for the SDGs, for the role of young people, the role of young leaders is amazing. So do you have any word of advice that you can give to a student, a college student that's out there, or any young person that's trying to become a youth advocate or to put their voice out there advocating for a particular thing? What word of advice do you have for them?
Believe in yourself. Please, as a young person, please believe in yourself. The moment you believe in yourself, it will be so easier to attract the right people. The moment you believe in yourself, no matter, you see, at times we get discouraged by even our fellow youth. They laugh at us. You see, when you tell them, you know, I have this idea, and then they will be asking you, how special are you? Someone else did it, tried it, and they failed. I mean, you know them.
Yeah.
Please, go your way, believe in yourself, and do it. With time, you'll get the right people.
Yeah.
Yes. That is my advice today. And you will always have the right people. The moment you believe in yourself, the key word is just believe in yourself. Keep going and don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lucy, for joining us. How can people get to you? What's your social media handles, just in case they want to hear, reach out to you?
Yes, on my LinkedIn page, Lucy Mutuku, Twitter, and Facebook, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I love maximizing on LinkedIn a lot because it has really made me grow as a young person.
Yeah.
So I think that is another perspective that young people need to venture into and connect with people who can really help you and connect with the industry people.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you have it, guys. That has been a fantastic one. You have been told to believe in yourself and don't give up no matter what. And Lucy has shared her beautiful journey with us. If she's a student and she's still doing all these amazing things, I mean, I think for us young people, it's a challenge for us to go out there, believe in ourselves, believe in our voices, and do what we can do to achieve what we want to achieve. Thank you so much for joining us for today's podcast. We will see you next time.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.